This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with St. John's Prep High School hockey coach Christian Hansen. And, Coach, welcome back. We're in the middle of winter, and we're just discussing the beauty of getting up on a cold winter's morning to go skate indoors.
Yeah, Rick. Yeah, thanks for having me. And we don't do that a lot, but we do have some 6:20 a.m.s, and it's very dark and cold at 5:30 in the morning.
You know, Coach, just in terms of reminiscing, you know, we get to a point now after so many years where there are rinks available. Some schools, they're more available and easier to get to than others, but the times aren't that bad. But still, I want to ask you about the dedication of student-athletes, because whether it's football or lacrosse or whatever it might be, hockey, man, it's cold, because whether you're outdoors or indoors, it's cold. So tell me a little bit about the mindset of hockey players, you know, at the age you teach them.
Yeah, I mean, I find the winter season to be the most difficult. It's, you know, you're dealing with the elements. It's dark at 4 o'clock. It's, you know, it's a real grind, especially when you're a real tough stretch of games and you're trying to manage your schoolwork and also completely devoting yourself to the team and our success. So it's a huge commitment, and I see it with my own son. He's a sophomore. He's playing JV, but he played football and played lacrosse. And regardless of whether it's any of those sports, the daily commitment is pretty significant and kind of maybe goes unappreciated a little bit, especially for kids that age to kind of learn and to manage their time. But it teaches great life skills.
Well, I know educators, teachers in particular, I certainly appreciated all student athletes, because for some reason or other, they seem more focused, whether they're A-plus students or not, whether they're in you know, advanced placement or not, they seem more focused and more organized by playing a sport. And it really helps them academically in many cases.
Well, I think it does. In a sense, it's kind of forced discipline, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a limited amount of time, so you have to take advantage of it. Some of the toughest challenges we face, even as adults, and I find it when the hockey season, we don't have a practice or the season ends, I get home at 4 o'clock from work, and you kind of get lazy and don't really know what to do with yourself. So hockey gives you a lot of structure and makes you manage your time. So I see a pretty significant benefit to all high school sports.
Of course. Coach, you're in the middle of you're at the end of a six-game road trip, if you will. And the last time we talked about team chemistry and how the team was coming together. And you have put together a very impressive string of games now. And I wonder if we could maybe go back to the Xaverian game, because the last three games have been, as I said, very impressive for St. John's Prep.
Yeah, I mean, the Xaverian game, a road game like you mentioned, the kids were ready to play right from the drop of that puck. We know how good Xaverian is. So we were ready to go, and it's so much of it is about being focused and kind of emotionally ready, and there's a lot that goes into prep for those games, and the captains did a great job of having the guys ready, and we've continued that road trip. You know, on Sunday, we went back to Canton. We played Catholic Memorial. We won that game 4-1. We did not get out to a great start. We got down 1-0 early, but that was kind of a wake-up call for us, and our senior leaders kind of took over in that game and, you know, gave us the momentum we needed to kind of get through it and come out with a really huge result for us.
Well, you mentioned your senior leaders and your captains, and I don't think we can talk too much about Jake, Johnny, and Jack. But again, maybe you could tell me a little bit about their contributions in those games, in this winning streak you had.
It was evident at Xaverian. Christian Rosa, one of our senior captains, scores 2 goals. He's playing on a line with Johnny Ty and Jake Vanna. So that line kind of led the way in that game. And then I kind of look at this little stretch we're on right now with road Catholic Conference games. They had an enormous goal against Catholic, two enormous goals against Catholic Memorial on Sunday, 2 of the 4, and then we go on the road again to Marlboro on Wednesday to play a really strong St. John Shrewsbury team, and once again that line was you know, pretty important in that game. We ended up with 2 power play goals, and they had a 5-on-5 goal as well. So, but we're getting a lot of depth. I I certainly want to spread the recognition around because we're getting a lot from a lot of different areas.
Yeah, I want to ask you about a name I'm sure you've mentioned, but Cooper Hosmer. What is he, a junior or a sophomore?
So Cooper's a sophomore. It's his second year on the team. Just one of the hardest workers that you're ever going to see on the ice. Just his compete level is so high. He wins races for pucks. He wins puck battles in the corner. Just has one of those motors that never stop going, and Cooper's been a real significant part of our team, and you're not going to see it on the score sheet. And then that's what has made us successful is we're getting contributions that don't always show up when you look at the stats.
How important is that as a teacher, coach, to get across to the kids what you just said? You're not always going to have the stats, but boy, what you do is so important. It goes back, I think, to the Bill Belichick quote, do your job. How important is that to teach kids? And how, a better question, how difficult is it to teach the kids?
Well, I mean, it's really difficult because oftentimes success is measured in statistics, how many goals you have or assists. And the first question somebody might ask you is, oh, how many goals do you have this year? And if it's a low number, well, you must be having a bad year is what, you know, what you get from that. And the truth really is a kid like Cooper, and it's not just Cooper, there's others as well that go out there. Cooper's on our first penalty kill along with Carson Irving. You know, killing penalties and keeping the other team off the board is as good as scoring a goal. And, you know, that's the type of production we're getting from those kids. And, like I said, you don't see it in his stats, but it shows up mm-hmm. on the scoreboard at the end of the game.
Well, I'm glad you said that. What about the importance of kids, maybe again, who don't get as much ice time as the other kids do in practice? How important is that for the kids to, I guess, push the other kids or do what they're supposed to do in terms of learning? If you know what I'm trying to ask, kids who might not get ice time, but they have to contribute in practice.
Yeah, so I mean, we rely on everybody in our lineup. You know, and obviously we have guys that, seniors that are kind of our high-end stat guys that you do count on to score goals. But we play four lines, and we play everybody. And if you dress for a game, you're going to play. And everybody has a role during the game. And, you know, if you go out there and you're not ready and you're on the third or fourth line and you don't have your the effort isn't there or you're out of position or you're – breakdown led to a goal against. That has a significant impact in these tight games that we play. Mm-hmm. So everybody's role matters, big or small, and we rely on everybody.
Do most of the schools in the conference, Christian, skate four lines?
Yeah, for the most part. Maybe us more than others, but everybody at least spots their four. You know, we try to play four, and then we try to take advantage of it in the third period, having just that depth and a little more energy in the third, and it's worked. I mean, you saw it the other night. It was 3-1 after two periods against Shrewsbury, and then we scored three in the third to win 6-1. And we did the same thing in that Severian game. We scored two in the third period. So being a third-period team is what makes you successful. You know, it's hard to just rely on the first two. You need to play a complete game.
Mm-hmm. Finally, in terms of the team production, Coach, I'm looking at 9-1, and you've allowed 11 goals in 10 games. So speak to me about your defense.
Yeah, it's a team defense. It's not, say, a goalie. It's not our relying on the defense. It's everybody contributing. Now, when I say it's not the goalie, I don't mean AJ hasn't played great. He's been really solid in net, mm-hmm. But the guys around him are giving him a chance to see pucks and make saves, and they're doing a good job of eliminating second chances. So it's a team effort when your goals against is that low, and it's a focus of ours every single year. That's where it starts in the D zone.
All right, you got one more road game before you come back for a few games in the friendly confines, as they say, of the Essex Sports Center. So what's up now with BC High once again? And that's a Sunday game?
That's a Sunday game. We're at UMass Boston at 1:30. BC High is a rival of ours. It's always a tough game. We beat them the first time this year in the Frady's game, 2-0. We got an empty netter. but, you know, the score was really 2-0, and it was a very hard-fought game. And I expect more of that on the road Sunday. So it's going to be a tough one, and everybody brings their A game against us. You know, that people mark us on the schedule, and they're ready to play us, and it's been that way for a while. And I guess you could say we're used to it, and we're used to being ready and pushing back.
Well, you know, the other thing is everybody's got an eye on you, whether it's the Catholic Conference schools or not. Everybody in this area on the North Shore is always looking at St. John's Prep scores, so you've got that burden to carry as well.
Yeah, and it's a real burden, because it's difficult every game to be at your best, but yet our opponents are so focused for the games with us that they often are. So we need to be ready every night, and that's a challenge.
Coach, pleasure talking to you once again. I'll try to get a hold of you next week, and congratulations on the season to this point, because you guys are doing just great.
All right, Rick, thank you. Good first half, but still a long way to go. Thank you.
Gotcha. All right. Take care, Christian. Thank you. Bye-bye. That is St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.